Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
This is VOI with the news. First, the headlines. Prabowo Macron agreed on defense and education cooperation. Indonesia France sign cooperative to strengthen creative economy. Now, the news in details. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto met with French President Emmanuel Macron on Wednesday at the State Palace in Jakarta. During the meeting, President Prabowo said that France is one of Indonesia's key partners in the defense sector. He also invited President Macron to visit the Indonesia Military Academy in Magelang as a symbol of military training cooperation.
Kami tentunya sudah memiliki perjanjian kerjasama pertahanan.
We already have a defense cooperation agreement between Indonesia and France. France is one of Indonesia's main partners in modernizing defense equipment, including developing the defense industry through joint production and technology transfer. We will continue our defense cooperation, including improving our human resource capacity. In the economic field, we agree to promote more balanced trade in the investment relations.
Ekonomi kami sepakat mendorong hubungan dagang dan investasi yang lebih seimbang.
President Prabowo stated that in the economic sector, Indonesia is pushing for the speedy conclusion of the Indonesia-EU Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement and supports Indonesia's bid to join the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, which headquarters is in Paris, France. Meanwhile, in the areas of energy, maritime affairs, education, and transportation, cooperation will also be strengthened, including increasing in the number of Indonesian students in France. The bilateral meeting confirmed a new direction for Indonesia-France relations, one that is stronger, more balanced, and future-oriented, while upholding democracy, human rights, and global peace. Indonesia and France have agreed to strengthen cooperation in various fields, marked by the signing of 12 agreements, including Memorandum of Understanding, document in the creative economy sector. This MOU was signed by the Indonesian Minister of Creative Economy, Teuku Rifki Harsyah, and the French Minister of Culture, Rachida Dati, before President Prabowo and President Macron at the State Palace, Jakarta, Wednesday, 28th of May, 2025. Teuku Rifki, in his press statement afterward, explained that cooperation in the creative economy sector of the two countries includes the subsectors of games, films, design, fashion, and crafts.
Adapun skop kerjasama antara pemerintah Indonesia dan pemerintah Prancis.
Games are included there. So there are 5 subsectors that we are collaborating on, and this is one of the 12 memorandum of understandings, if I'm not mistaken. 12 memorandum of understandings signed today.
Games termasuk di situ. Jadi itu subsektor, ada 5 subsektor yang kita kerjasamakan, dan ini adalah salah satu dari 12 MOU kalau tidak salah ya, 12 MOU yang hari ini ditandatangani.
The Minister of Creative Economy also added that concrete steps for this cooperation include strengthening human resources for the creative economy, including workshops, exchange of creative economy activists, and co-production. Meanwhile, as an effort to expand market access, it was agreed to facilitate the participation of creative economy activists in various events in both countries. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman is working to increase wheat and soybean production through collaboration and collaborative research with universities and industries. This effort is intended to support national food security in a sustainable and self-reliant manner. The minister conveyed this during a press conference held on the sidelines of the meeting on the potential and strategy for the development of agricultural community cultivation Wednesday, May 28th in Jakarta. He emphasized that boosting the production of wheat and soybeans is a top priority, with the goal of achieving yields above the current national average.
We are focusing on commodities that have always been difficult to grow in Indonesia, such as wheat, soybeans. We are focusing there too. This is a directive from the president. We are researching how to improve production and productivity. We involve all universities with expertise in these areas. Wheat and soybeans are our focus, and also others like garlic. Our target is to raise production above the national standard so far.
The minister also said that the results of this research will only have a real impact if implemented widely in soybean production centers across Indonesia. As for wheat, the minister stated that Indonesia will now seriously begin research and development since, until now, it has not been a primary focus in the national agriculture agenda. The Indonesian National Police are committed to supporting environmental sustainability. This is realized through the signing of an MOU with the Ministry of Environment at the police headquarters, Jakarta, Wednesday, 28th of May. The Indonesian National Police Chief, Listio Sigit Prabowo, in his press statement after the signing of the MOU, said that this memorandum of understanding is a real manifestation of the support of the police as law enforcers in preserving the environment. It is done through education efforts, prevention and law enforcement for all forms of violation or environmental crimes.
Bahwa MOU ataupun nota kesepahaman yang kita laksanakan kali ini tentunya
the memorandum of understanding that we are implementing this time is certainly proof that the government, in this case specifically handled by the Ministry of Environment, is very concerned about things that can cause pollution and damage to the environment. Therefore, this agreement or memorandum of understanding continues the previous agreement in 2019, and this time we are improving it. We are certainly very concerned about the quality of the environment and how we carry out collaborations, starting from exchanging data and then taking steps to prevent pollution and damage, from prevention education to law enforcement.
Melakukan langkah-langkah untuk mencegah pencemaran dan kerusakan dari mulai edukasi, pencegahan, sampai dengan penegakan hukum.
Listio Sigit Prabowo further explained that Indonesian police and the Ministry of Environment continue to strive to reduce the quality of environmental pollution by developing various ways, including carrying out mangrove planting activities. According to him, in principle, the national police are ready to support any policy that improves the quality of the Indonesian environment. The Indonesian government fully supports the presence of King's College London's extended campus located in the Singhasari Special Economic Zone, Malang, Regency, East Java. It was officially inaugurated by the Indonesian Deputy of Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Fauzan, along with the Governor of East Java, Kofifa Indar Parawansa, on Wednesday, May 28th. The presence of this campus is expected to be a major leap forward in improving the quality and excellence of Indonesian human resources, particularly in the digital economy sector. Deputy Minister Fauzan sees this development as a strategic step in preparing Indonesia's Golden Generation 2045.
Ini adalah bagian dari upaya pemerintah Jawa Timur.
This is part of the East Java government's effort to improve intellectual capacity, especially the quality of human resources in East Java and more broadly across Indonesia. Of course, we all understand that this initiative is here to contribute to preparing the next generation in welcoming Indonesia's golden era.
Deputy Minister Fauzan also said that the presence of the campus represents a symbol of a strategic partnership between Indonesia and the United Kingdom, especially in the field of higher education. It is hoped that the Singhasari Special Economic Zone will continue to grow as a hub for the digital economy and global education. The Indonesian government is targeting the enactment of the revised Criminal Procedure Code by 2025 to ensure legal alignment ahead of the implementation of the new penal code on January 2, 2026. Deputy Minister of Law, Edward Omar Sharif Hiari, emphasized the urgency during a webinar on Wednesday, titled Toward an Efficient, Fair, and Integrated Criminal Justice System.
Mengapa demikian? Saya selalu memberikan contoh konkret.
Why the deadline? The current criminal procedure code includes provisions such as detention requirements for crimes with penalties under 5 years that reference soon to be defunct articles in the old penal code. Once the new penal code takes effect in 2026, law enforcement will lose legal grounds to detain suspects under these provisions. Like it or not, the revised Criminal Procedure Code must be enacted before January 2, 2026.
Eddie Hiari added that the revised Criminal Procedure Code prioritizes human rights protection, aligning with modern criminal law principles of corrective, rehabilitative, and restorative justice. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's commentary is on 75 years diplomatic relations between Indonesia and France. This year, Indonesia and France commemorate 75 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries. This event is special because France President Emmanuel Macron visited Indonesia to mark the occasion. President Prabowo Subianto also welcomed President Emmanuel Macron in a bilateral meeting at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, on Wednesday, May 28th. In the meeting, President Prabowo Subianto emphasized that the relationship between Indonesia and France has so far been based on strong political cooperation and mutual respect for the shared principles. According to him, although cooperation between the two countries has grown rapidly, there are still many potentials and opportunities that can be explored between Indonesia and France. He also said that amidst global uncertainty, the two countries can make a positive contribution to geopolitical and geoeconomic stability. President Macron also expressed his gratitude for the warm welcome given by the Indonesian government. He underlined the importance of his visit in deepening strategic cooperation between the two countries. President Macron also stated that the close relationship between Indonesia and France is not a mere coincidence, but rather the result of a long historical bond and a shared destiny of the two nations. He stated that although the distance of 12,000 kilometers separates the capitals of the two countries, they remain connected by the wind of history and the breath of shared destiny. Macron added that artists, researchers, students, and workers from both countries are cultural bridges that have strengthened bilateral relations over time. Furthermore, the French president said that his visit to Indonesia this time would strengthen cooperation in the fields of defense, security, and culture. Diplomatic relations have been established between the two countries for 75 years and more than a decade of strategic partnership with achievements in various fields has been built. Hopefully, the close relationship between the two countries will continue and can contribute to solving global problems. That was commentary.
Music. Mayday. It's Mayday.
Do something different.
Oh yeah, baby girl. Let me see what you
play.
Got.
My black bang. It's like black chain. It's like black chain. I ain't gonna complain. I ain't gonna pretend. I got you today. I'm rolling your brain.
Just
like brain money, loving that chain. This is not a game where you can pause and save it. It's a Jumanji game where you've got to play.
Gotta dehydrate, you know. Be ready for some revolution.
Full show is Mayday. We get red straight up to party. Listen to the sound, we can help you out. Always running the street of the South J town. Be in the studio with the superstar, with the lovely lady, I get Monica. Somebody gotta call Mayday. Fuck the way you got hard. Fuck the way you got hard. Sunday, Saturday, Friday, any day, all day, every day, every day.
Get you so addicted.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sekarang kau masih memikir.
Indonesia.
Taraseyan is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponent.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Karena aku hanya seorang manusia yang tak kau anggap. Aku telah coba untuk memahamimu, tapi kau tak peduli. Cukup sudah, kau sakiti
Indonesian wonder, Pujo Tourist Village. Listener, for you who want to travel to Malang, East Java, Indonesia, please do not forget to visit Pujon Kidul Tourism Village. The tourism destination is located in Pujon Sub-District, Malang Regency, East Java Province. At the area, you can play in the village, do some exciting activities, and find Instagrammable spots. When you visit the Pujon Tourist Village, come in the early morning. It can be reached by walking around 2.6 kilometers, or you can drive for 7 minutes to Nirwana Hill. From the top of the hill, you can enjoy the cool air of Pujon Village and the beautiful sunrise. If you miss the rural atmosphere, you must visit the cultural village. This place is a local settlement that has been transformed into a tourism destination with interesting activities, such as making various dairy products at Pawon Deso, or learning to make some batik, masks, playing gamelan traditional music instrument, and learning traditional dances at Rumah Belajar. The Rin Batik at Rumah Belajar is also an alternative souvenir. The most popular types of motifs are dragonfly and bamboo motifs. If you are interested in buying it, the price of Rin Batik is at around 350,000 to 800,000 rupiah, or 19 to 50 US dollars. At this tourism attraction, there is also Fantasyland 4 Dimension, which is ready to pamper the eyes with beautiful expansive gardens, complete with statues of animated characters. Of course, there are lots of Instagrammable photo spots at the location. Besides, there are also facilities for watching 4-dimensional films such as in a mini cinema. Listener, there's also Route 78 in the Pujon Kidul Tourism Village. The destination offers exciting activities such as paintball, water roller games, ATVs, trail motorbikes, and swimming pools. After touring the Pujon Kittle Tourism Village, you can have a rest to recharge your energy with a beautiful Sawah Cafe with a green rice field view and gazebo or hut as a place to eat. In Pujon Kittle Village, there is also accommodation with complete facilities. And that was Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Menuju Bandung. Menuju Bandung, which means heading to Bandung. Stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Berkirim Pesan. Berkirim Pesan, which means sending messages to each other. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Indah, his vlog community friend in the city of Bandung, West Java. Chris tells in his vlog that he gets to know Indah at work. Let's listen to the conversation.
Perjalanan saya kali ini di Bandung ditemani oleh Indah, kawan lama saya. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkirim pesan.
Halo semuanya, saya Indah.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Jarang bertemu, which means rarely meet. Tetapi, which means but. Selalu, which means always. Berkiriman, which means send each other. Pesan, which means message. Kami jarang bertemu tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Which means we rarely meet but we always send messages to each other. Perjalanan, which means trip. Kali ini, which means this time. Ditemani, which means to be accompanied. Kawan lama, which means old friend. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Which means we rarely meet, but we always send messages to each other. In the sentence, the word berkiriman, which means send each other, it has the same meaning as saling berkirim, which means send each other. The expression berkiriman pesan has the same meaning as saling berkirim pesan. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word saling, which means each other. Berpelukan, which means hug each other. Para pemain sepak bola berpelukan setelah laga berakhir. Which means the football players hug each other after the match ends. Bersalaman, which means greet each other. Warga bersalaman pada hari lebaran, which means people greet each other on Eid al-Fitr. Bandung City is the capital of West Java Province. It is located about 140 kilometers southeast of Jakarta. Bandung is the third largest city after Jakarta and Surabaya is Java based on population. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Perjalanan saya kali ini di Bandung ditemani oleh Indah, kawan lama saya. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkirim pesan.
Halo semuanya, saya Indah.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
apalah arti cinta bila aku tak bisa memilikimu? Apalah arti cinta bila pada akhirnya takkan menyatu? Sesulit inikah jalan takdirku yang tak inginkan kita bahagia? Bila aku tak berujung denganmu, biarkan kisah ini ku kenang selamanya.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present you a regional song from Central Sulawesi titled Palu Ngataku. The song Palu Ngataku was written by Hasan Bahasuan. Palu Ngataku in English means Palu where I live. It narrates Palu City, which becomes homeland of Kaili tribes and ethnic groups that have inhabited the Central Sulawesi region for generations. The lyrics of the song also tells about the beauty and richness of nature, which is a source of pride and a strong sense of unity for the Kaili people. When the people of Palu migrate, their city remains in their memories. Here is the regional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Palu Ngataku from Central Sulawesi, which is sung by Bro Aka. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Palu nga taku pon turun tupuku sampai
so much for a listener for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast, but don't go anywhere because after this there will be a lot more program and information that will accompany you in the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media in Facebook account The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Again, in +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much for a listener. My name is Ray, and stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.